Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, and welcome to Bebop's Spoiler Club. Shh. Listen, John a Ham Cheeseburger right now is wandering around the house looking for his slippers. So I only have a couple of minutes to get this out. A lot of you have written in with slipper-related pranks. So I've hidden his slippers somewhere in the house, and I left a clue on his pillow so that when he woke up, he'd have to read that and then go hunting for his slippers. And each time he figures out one clue, he goes to a different place in the house and finds another clue. This will probably take him all day. So while he's busy with that, I want to introduce you to our new show, Pants on Fire. It's a game show where kids interview two experts in a topic, and they have to figure out which one is real and which one is a liar, liar, pants on fire. Jonathan and I aren't in this one, but we have worked really, really hard on it, and a robot pal of mine co-hosts that one too. Her name is Lisa, which stands for Live In-Studio Audience, and she's a sound effect generating machine. She makes all sorts of crazy sounds throughout the show. She's great. You're gonna love her, and I think you're gonna love the show because it's a lot of fun, and it launches next week on March 1st. We have subscribe links in the show notes, and you can go to pantsonfire.pizza. Yes, that's the real site, pantsonfire.pizza, and sign up to subscribe there or take Lisa's trivia quiz every week and a lot more.
Hey, Bebop.
Yes, Jonathan.
I'm going through your clues looking for my slippers, but this latest clue doesn't even make any sense.
Which one is that?
It says, your feet are cold, your toes are numb, but socks won't do the trick. You'll find your slippers in the place where you watch all your flicks. What is that even? Oh no. Did you put them in the DVD player?
Maybe.
Okay, so check out this episode, exclusive to Bebop Tales listeners. No one else has heard it. And subscribe if you like it in the show notes. And I'll be back on Friday with the next episode of Bebop Tales. And spoiler alert, John a Ham's slippers are in the printer. Enjoy the show.
Two people claim to know everything about something. But only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Pants on fire.
Pants on fire. One's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Pants on
fire, it's down to the wire. Can you figure out who's who?
From Cannonball, North Carolina, this is Pants on Fire,
And now your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to Pants on Fire, the game show where kids choose between the melodic notes of truth and the fingernails on chalkboards of lies.
Make it stop!
I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and
yeah!
Oh yes, over there, that's our robot Lisa, which stands for Live In-Studio Audience.
I'm also not just a robot, I'm an amazing sound effects generator. Would you like to hear the sound of a hamburger?
Yes?
Yum.
That is not what a hamburger does. No,
that's what it sounds like to me.
Lisa, why don't you focus on what you do best, which is telling everyone what this game show is all about.
Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. We've tested them, cut them in half,
Hey! Counted
the rings to make sure they're grown-ups.
No, we do not cut anyone in half.
Well, after the show, guys. One is an expert, the other is a liar, and it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who, because no one could spot a liar better than a kid. Or a robot. What are we lying about today, Debs?
Today, we are lying about sound.
I love sound.
Yes, who doesn't love sound? I've heard you love sound.
I love sound.
Yes, sound, the waves of pressure that the brain receives. And so sound is something you know a lot about, don't you, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. I remember the first day I was turned on, I said, well, what's that? What's that noise? And they said, well, that's sound. And I said, oh, I think I like sound. And then I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to dedicate my life to making sound effects. So you want to hear a sound effect?
Do I?
Yeah, you're going to love this. This is the sound of a cat thinking, oh boy, where's the day gone?
Uh-huh.
It's just, wow.
I see.
Today's human child contestant from Jersey City, New Jersey, otherwise known as Chilltown. Please meet a 9-year-old who loves gymnastics, Amaya Steen.
Hey, Amaya.
Hi.
Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
I'm doing well, too.
Just in case you were wondering. Tell me some things about you, Amaya. What do you like to do for fun?
Well, I love to do gymnastics, as Lisa said. I love doing gymnastics because I can do flips and like I just love it. Like I get to show off all my skills and things like that. I love swimming because I love going in the water. I get to also do flips in the water. So yeah.
Wow, you do gymnastics in the water even.
Yeah, I know how to do a front flip in the water, a backflip in the water, and the handstand in the water.
Wow, that's awesome. I think, Lisa, you don't know how to do any of those things, do you?
I'm not allowed near water.
No, it's not good for Lisa's circuitry. And I also understand you can wrestle alligators, right?
Yeah.
No,
that was a lie. Do you see what I did there? I said you wrestle alligators, but you knew that wasn't true. It was a lie. It's fun. Because this show is all about truth and lies, and we want to know if you are going to be able to spot the liar. Tell me, Amaya, do you ever lie?
No.
Never? Is that a lie?
No.
How do we know? If you never lie, how do you think you're going to be able to spot the liar?
Well, I know other people in my school that do lie, and I do know what lying is. So I can determine if you are lying or if Lisa's lying.
I'm not lying.
No, Lisa's not gonna
lie. I didn't lie. I'm not lying.
Lying.
Do you have a strategy?
Well, like, I do have, not like a strategy, but I think I know what I should do. So we're talking about sound, and I know a lot of facts about sound.
You do?
So if somebody says something like, sound is,
like if sound
is silent. Sound is silent.
Oh.
If they say something like that, then I know that they're lying, obviously, because sound is sound.
Yeah, it sounds like this.
Are you done yet?
Yeah.
That was a loud, annoying sound, but yes, there are many kinds of sound. So you think you're going to be able to, if they tell you a lie, you're going to be able to tell because their facts will not be scientifically accurate.
Yes.
We're going to see about that. And so I think it's time for us to meet our experts, right?
Yeah.
How about a little expert meeting music, please, Lisa?
Oh, these are experts that think they know about sound, but I know more because I'm a sound robot, so don't upstage me.
Oh. I know more sound.
What?
Them fighting words, I think. So we're going to meet our first expert. So our first expert is Renee Stanton. Renee, can you say hi to Amaya and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hi, Amaya.
Hi.
My name is Renee Stanton, and I am what's called an acoustical engineer. I work for a company called Sound Fighters, and it's my job to help people get rid of or reduce unwanted noise.
Oh, you mean like all that noise that robot is making?
Exactly. I can definitely help with that.
Excellent. I'm so glad you're here. Well, thanks for coming along, Renee. And we also have our next expert. It's Andrew Yalik. Andrew, can you introduce yourself to Amaya and tell us what it is you do?
Absolutely. Hello, Amaya. My name is Andrew. I am a science educator at That Physics Show, which is an off-Broadway show in Midtown Manhattan where we use very visually captivating demonstrations to talk about various concepts in physics in the hopes that younger generations, younger kids like yourself, will get more involved and excited about physics.
They both sound pretty convincing, don't they, Amaya?
Yeah.
They do. This is going to be tough, I think. What about you, Lisa? Do you think you can spot the liar?
Oh, I see them.
You see them.
They're everywhere. Stop taking my stuff.
Now, I don't think anybody's taking your stuff, but they might take your job as a sound effects engineer. They're pretty good.
I'll do it.
No!
Drop it like it's hot.
What is that music? You know what that means?
Oh, I know what it means.
What does it mean?
It means somebody's in the hot seat.
And the hot seat is when our contestant asks our experts a bunch of questions to see whose pants catch fire. Who is the liar? Lisa, who should Amaya ask questions to first?
Miss Renee.
Okay. I can't be influenced here.
Oh, no. Lisa's going to choose.
I choose. No kid comes in. Okay, fine, Miss Renee. Fine.
Okay.
I think you have a lot of power here, Amaya. So go ahead. Ask Renee your first question.
Okay. So my first question is, what is sound?
Would you like a simple explanation or the fancy science explanation?
We can do a simple.
All right. So the simple explanation is that sound is caused by vibrations. So have you ever seen like a cymbal crash or held a rubber band between, stretched it between two fingers and pressed it and you can see how it moves back and forth?
Yes.
Okay, so that is the vibrations. Now when that object wiggles back and forth, it bumps into air molecules and they wiggle back and forth too. And all of that stuff wiggling back and forth is what we hear.
And you are correct.
Do you have a question for Andrew?
Yes, I do have a question. What does frequency mean?
That's an excellent question. So frequency is one of the ways that we actually measure sound. Different frequencies lead to different tones. So high frequency would be a very high tone. My voice, for example, is more of a low frequency, a deeper tone, if I may. And if I could actually just go back really quickly to something you mentioned before about sound being not being silent, I'd just like for a second to somewhat object to that, because sound does need a medium to travel through. So in the case of where we're speaking right now and on Earth, that medium would be the Earth, and we're able to vibrate those air molecules perfectly fine. But if there is no medium to travel through, such as there is in a vacuum or in space, well, we wouldn't hear anything.
I have to disagree.
Oh, dissension in the ranks.
Yeah.
In fact, there can be sound in outer space.
What?
In 2003, a space telescope actually heard sound coming from a black hole.
Oh, hold on, I'm stuck in here.
Do you know how that works? See, sound has to have, he was correct, sound has to have a medium to travel through. In space, it's not a complete vacuum. There are some particles, they're just very far apart, which means that the sound has to have a very long wave in order to cause the particles to hit each other. We wouldn't be able to hear it, but we have special instruments that can.
I would have to agree.
It's fun.
Dogs can hear sound at a higher frequency than humans, allowing them to hear noises that we can't hear.
I know, isn't that cool?
Yeah, let's find out about that, Renee. Do you know why dogs can hear a frequency that's higher than what people can hear?
Yes, it has to do with the way their eardrums are shaped. So the way sound enters our ears is it goes into our inner ear and then it vibrates on the eardrum. It causes the eardrum to vibrate, which is then transferred into a chamber full of fluid, which tickles some little hairs in the chamber. Then we transfer that into our brain and it gets processed into sound. Their processing system is different than ours.
Are you saying we all have hairy ears?
We do. We have very, very hairy ears.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, people are disgusting.
Super cool. Andrew, you know, you were talking about the fact that you actually have this show, supposedly. That's what you're telling us anyway.
That's correct.
How do you demonstrate sound in a show?
Absolutely. So we have a number of various sound demonstrations, the coolest of which is we take a very long tube,
cool,
which has a whole bunch of tiny little holes in it. We put a single tone through one end of that tube, and on the other end of that tube, we put propane, and then we light up the propane so that we get fire, okay? Everyone loves fire, especially in an off-Broadway show. So the combination of the two allows us to visualize what the wave would look like. It basically reveals the sound wave. That's what the fire allows us to do, and we can change the tone so that we can see the varying lengths of different waves depending on the frequency of that wave. And then what we also do in the show, which is really cool, is we then play a song through that flame tube.
And I just want to say, Deborah, I was going to say the same answer about the fire thing. I have my show's not off Broadway.
No.
My show's on Broadway. They're calling it The Cats of Sound, and it's very popular.
Yeah, that's what you say. I think you're just feeling a little jealous that these other people have so much to say about sound.
Please don't replace me.
There's another sound that I can hear.
Oh!
And that tells us... What does that tell us, Lisa?
Oh, man, I think that's the fire alarm.
No, that's not the fire alarm.
Oh.
It's time for the agitate question.
Oh,
Lisa,
agitate.
What is an agitate?
Oh, you're talking about the android-generated inquiry to analyze the experts?
That is correct. That's
yeah.
what that spells.
Yeah.
That's right, Amaya. This is the point in the game show where the robot creates a question, and you're going to say that question for both of our experts to answer. Are you ready, Amaya?
I'm ready.
Okay, Lisa, go ahead and generate that question.
Oh, I'm going to generate it because I just want to make it very clear that my whole family and everyone I know, we do a lot of sounds all the time, so these guys come in and they think, oh, I know about sounds. I'm going to play my show. Here's a real question for you. Amaya, here you go.
Okay, so who makes better sounds? A state-of-the-art sound effects robot or some expert who wouldn't know a sound wave if it walked up and slapped him in the face, huh?
Good question, Amaya. Good question,
that's
Amaya.
That's a bitter, angry question,
no, that's a good question
that you made her ask.
No, that was random.
Please generate a good question that Amaya can ask our experts.
Fine. Here, bleep, blop. Here you go.
Okay. Go ahead, Amaya.
So his question is, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
All right, that's a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that one makes more sense.
Let's let our experts answer that question.
I guess that's more of a philosophical question than a scientific question, but... if you can hear that.
Yeah, I think Andrew's making a sound.
One hand clapping, yeah.
Do you disagree with that?
I do. I happen to disagree. I think that the sound of one hand clapping would be more like a whooshing sound as the hand pushes the air. So it would sound a little bit like a gentle breeze.
Oh, interesting.
Can
disagreement.
Can you tell us how that would sound? I made my sound. Here's my one hand clapping.
Okay, here is my sound, Andrew. Listen carefully.
I couldn't hear it, but then I'm
I heard
over
it. She's great.
I didn't hear anything.
We're going to see what Amaya thinks. Amaya, do you think you know who the expert is?
I'm sorry, but I think it's going to be Miss Renee.
You think Renee is our expert?
Yes.
I think it's me.
And why do you think Renee is our expert?
Well, because, like, she's giving, like, good answers, and she's giving true answers. I believe it was the question that I asked first, which was, what is sound, or something like that?
Uh-huh.
And she gave a full explanation about what sound means.
So are you ready to find out if you are right and if Renee is actually our expert?
Yes.
Can the real expert please let themselves be known?
Maya, sorry to disappoint you. I am technically the real expert here.
Andrew's our expert. Oh, no. You do have a show off-Broadway, correct?
That is correct, yes.
I think we all should go see it.
Lisa. My show's better. My show's so much better. It's on Broadway.
Fantastic. Well, you did a great job, Amaya. That was really tough. They both did a great job of answering your questions, and you had some fantastic questions. Thank you so much to everyone for playing Pants on Fire, where truth always sounds better than a lie. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I gotta do my thing.
Do your thing.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows and to learn how to become a participant, visit bestrobotever.com.
I think it should be like, thank you so much for having this show done.
All right, let me try it again. Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. Thank you so much for getting this show done. I'm the sound expert. These other guys are phonies. And go to the website, check it out. Send me a text message. I'm on Instagram, Snapchat this year.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Text me.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all, the unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.